Mishtatev inish nafshei badi tzibura. When you daven it's filon, you should say it for loshen rabin. Be mishtatev like you be mispalo for the whole tzibur. Says Rashi, al yispalo tzibur kitzora b'loshen yochid, el b'loshen rabin. Shemitech kach tzibur nishma. If you daven b'loshen rabin, then the tzibur will be nishma. Heichi neima, how should we say, what's the nusa? This is the nusa that we do say. Yirotzel mefonecho Hashem olokeinu shetelicheinu. You say loshen rabin like, the sholem. Everything is new, all the selicheinu, of the Satileinu, the Satmechainu, everything is new, Beloshin Rabbin. Beforshim bring down that this Indian to say a Bakosha Beloshin Rabbin is only a tefillah that the Rabbin says. And Marshall, this is a takona. When you go on the derech, he's supposed to make a brach with Sunsi win. About everybody has this halacha to say the brach, you just say it Beloshin Rabbin. Although you see somebody sick, or you have some tzara, that you want him to spell it privately for yourself, then Avadi Kedavim Beloshin Yochid. There's no way to say it Beloshin Rabbin. It's only here that everybody has this mitzvah to say a tefillah before they go on the derech. So it's hard to say b'loshin rabin. But if you have your own story, you're davening for your own purpose, then you should say b'loshin yochid. So that's the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda. Before. In Amos Matzah, tomorrow, when do you start saying this tefillah to derech? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda, Mishor Shemahalach b'derech. When you start your traveling, when you're on the derech, is not before you leave the house. No, it's called Shemahalach B'derech, you're on the Derech. And Allah has brought down, calls the man, you're in the city, you shouldn't start saying Tfilos Derech. It's only when you went outside the city, 70 Amis away from the last house of the city. Maisa today, it's pretty hard to get it, because no matter where you travel, you're always to say the houses, 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 houses. So the kids, you have to be at least on the highway, you're on the way. Not when you just left your house around the block. You have to try and be at least on the highway or on the road. Mishor Shemahalach B'derech. For the Gemara Ad Kama, so Rashi learns Zmana Lispalo, till how long do you have time to daven? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chizda Ad Parsa. So the big machlokes is what exactly Gemara mean Ad Parsa. Till a parsa is 4 mil, a mil is around a half a mile. So Rashi Ad Parsa, Avoloi Li Acha Sholach Parsa. That's one shot. If the first parsa is the first like 2 miles of your trip, that's when you're supposed to say Tzvil Zadera. And if you didn't say it then, you can't say it anymore. That's one shot. But Bahag Meforosh Ad Kama means Yevakesh Leilach Shei Tzorach L'Spalo. Okay, how long of a trip do you have to take in order to have a chiyuv to say Tzvilos HaDerech? If you just go a short distance, you don't have to say Tzvilos HaDerech. If between two cities there's less than a parsa in between, there's no chiyuv to say. Hey, the trip has to be at least Ad Parsa. Afilu Zatrashi Ein Lein Leilach Ela Ad Parsa. Avoderech Prochus Mi Parsa Ein Tzorach L'Spalo Tzvilos Zu. We talk like this. If the trip is less than a parsa, you don't have to say Tfilos HaDerech. Now we also hold another pshat Ad Parsa means, let's say you went on the Derech and you didn't say Tfilos HaDerech. How much more do you have to go that you could still say Tfilos HaDerech? If you still have a parsa to travel, you can still say Tfilos HaDerech. That's another pshat in the Gemara. We pass on that also. If you didn't say it yet, you can still have at least 2 more miles to go till you reach your city, then you're allowed to say Tfilos HaDerech. The Echi Matzilah, how do we say Tfilos HaDerech? Is Rav Chizda Rama Ma'umet. Right, so you have to stop traveling and stand up and say it. Rav Sheshe Sama Afilu Mahalach. No, you're allowed to say Tfilos HaDerech even when you're traveling, when you're sitting in a car, riding the horse, whatever you're doing. Afilu Mahalach, you're allowed to say it. That's how we pass it. The Tzayi stops, so he says, Adheichi Matzulay Tfilos HaDerech Koi. Loni Yes Meshal about Tfilos HaDerech. Rav Sheshe Sama Mahalach. V'kayim Lon Kresh. That's what we pass it. That you could say Tfilos HaDerech even when you're traveling. Rav Chizda Zatimara Maisa, Rav Chizda Rav Shesha said, Bikazli Biyucha. They both traveling together on the road. Yes, Kom Rav Chizda, Bikom Atli. As Rav Chizda Lishitosa, he holds, Tfilos HaDerech is Dafka standing up. So he stopped and stood up to say Tfilos HaDerech. Omalei Rav Shesha. Rav Shesha asked Lishama, yes, Lishamish. My Ka'ovi Rav Chizda, what is Rav Chizda doing? So Rashi Rav Shesha was more renowned, that he was a little blind. He couldn't see too good. So he didn't know exactly what was going on. He just knew they stopped now. So yes, the Shamish, what is the Chizda stopping us for? Is Omale Koi Yomatzli. So the Shamish told Rav Shesha, you should know Rav Chizda stopped because he wanted to stand up to say Tfilos HaDerech. Omale, Rav Shesha says back, Lei Barzoi, Ukma Nami, Ledidi. Let me also get up and say Tfilos HaDerech. The Atzli and Rabbi Mespal Tfilos HaDerech. Why? Even though Rav Shesha holds, you don't have to stand up. Of an Indian for me, Yoyz Toiv Atikur Ra. About my Chavri is doing something good, doing a Dovah Toiv, it's not nice that I should like doing something wrong. Said Rashi, Miyos Toiv Al Tikra Ra, Hoyo Va Niyocho Lispalo Mumet. Since I could daven standing up, Shrei chavroi say imedis. My chavr is standing up. Le'ekra ra lispalo mahalich. I won't daven while I'm walking, because in his eyes it's called a ra. The apple fish are mutter. See, even though I'm allowed to do it sitting down, but in front of Rav Chisda, since in his eyes I'm going to be called doing something wrong, not so good, he didn't want to do it like that. For the halacha, we pass on the Shesha, Shulada says, feels derech, even when you're driving, when you're sitting. So tomorrow, Mayiko ben Havinenu litzfila kitzar. Now going back to Shimon Esrei, we have two types of tefillas. A tefillas Havinenu, that's called me'ein. These are not called main Shimon Esrei. Now, Havinenu was you'd say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, and you could learn all the middle brachas in one nusach. But the more my ben Havinenu, we would do like this, let's feel us kitzara. So the chlau we had a tefillah kitzara, but mokim sakana, you just say one bracha shmei tefillah. So the more Havinenu, voye litzluya, gimel kamaisa, gimel basraisa. But Havinenu, you have to say the first three brachas of Shimon Esrei and the last three brachas of Shimon Esrei. Just the middle 11 brachas, you call the Lord on one bracha Havinenu, and you end up with Shemei Tvila. Right to the Chimata Lebeisi, when you get home, is this head that the Davon Havinenu was only if you're on the derech, you're traveling, and you're not going to be able to have kavona, your Torah, you have this head to say such a tefillah. Or the Chimata Lebeisi, later when you reach home, but you don't have to daven over again. Hey, Tfilas Havinenu is called the Shimon Esrei. Because you said the first three brachas and left three, and all the bakoshas in the middle, you said them beremet in one bracha, you are yaitse mitzvah tefillah. Mashen came with tefillah kitzara, that's even a smaller bracha we had before, the makim sakon, you're afraid of the listim. You just make one bracha, shemeh tefillah, the mara loiboy litzluye loi gimel kamais, you don't have to say the first three brachas of Shimon Esrei, loi gimel basraisa, not the last three brachas. Other the chimata ladeisa, when you reach home, goyim lamahadu litzluye. You have to daven over again. Because this tefillah kitzara is not called the Shimon Esrei. You didn't say main all 18 brachas. So you have to daven over again. But the kasher is, so why do you say tefillah kitzara altogether for? If when you get home, you have to daven over again, so why say tefillah kitzara? The pashup shat is that you're on the derech and you don't know if you're going to reach it home or not by the end of the man's tefillah. So you're afraid maybe the whole Zman will go away without davening. So it's kedai at least to say some type of bakosha. Even though you're not Makai Mitzvah Tzvilah, but you are saying some bakosha during the Zman of Tzvilah is such an inyan. But if you do make it home before the Zman finishes, before 4 hours of the day, or else by night time you make it home before the morning, then you have to daven Marav, you have to daven Shemoneh over again.
You have to go over again
to daven maybe?
Sorry, you have to.
Right, that's the Marav to say. You don't have to. The Gemara Hilchasa, how we pass him? Havinenu ma'ume. Havinenu, you're supposed to stay standing up. Because it has some type of a din tefillah, like you're saying, you don't have to daven over again. But since you have to say the first three brachas, and the last three brachas, it has a din shmon esrei, you have to say it standing up. But Shemken, tefillah kitzaram, this small bracha of Shemeh tefillah, it's not called the shmon esrei, the mele bein ma'ume bein ma'alach. He could even say it sitting down. Because the only time we have a chiyuv to stand up by davening is only by shmon esrei. That's the only chiyuv. That's called amid lefnei Hashem. But tefillah kitzara is not called the Shimon Esrei. You can say it sitting down also. Shrashi b'chimoto lebeisei boi mahadu tznuyei shrei lo hispalo klum mitfilas yitches. Hey, the tefillah kitzara is not called tefillah yitches. So you have to daven over again if you make it home during this man tefillah. Right. Hayuroichav ala chamor. The Mishnah says if you're riding on your chamor, you don't have to come off. Tell the Rabbanim. You're running on the donkey. The Giyaz Zman Tfilah. Comes as man to daven Shachris. Is in Yesh loy Mishi Yochez Es Chamoroi Yored Lamata Vispalah. If you have somebody to watch your chamor, so then you could get off and daven, and you're not going to be torahed, worrying, I made this and get lost. So you can have kavani. You're supposed to do that. The Imlad, if you have nobody to watch your chamor, so by getting off, you're just going to be more worried, maybe you're going to lose it, it's better Yesha Bim Kainav Yispalah. Kedai to sit on the donkey and daven sitting. Rebbe says, Benkach or Benkach, Yeshibim Kaimav Yispalah. Rebbe says, no. Even if you have somebody to watch the Chamor, still it's Kedai to sit down and daven. Why? If you shame Daitim, Yeshibis Allah. If you have to stand up and the thought you know you want to leave and you're still worried where the Chamor is going to be, you're going to have to hear this, it's kedai to sit on the chamor, you'll have more yeshiva das. But the ikra from davening is to have kavon yeshiva das. Oh, my brother, if you tell me Rabbi Shua ben Levi, aloha ka Rebbe, you take a paskin like Rebbe. Man, saying, Moshe Feinstein paskin, if you're on an airplane, Havad is better to daven sitting down, Shimon Esri. Because in shrine, find a place in the back to stand up, everybody knows, very hard to have kavono, people don't come by and move you, and you're afraid of them. So you can't have kavono so good there. So it's kedai to sit down, this Gemara says, it's kedai to sit down and have kavono.
Why can't you just hold on to the reins yourself while you're standing?
If you could, meaning by your seat to me.
I mean, I'm talking about the Hamar. Example, why don't you just hold on to the reins? But you have to find someone else to hold it for you.
I'm also staying careful, unless he starts pulling in the middle of Shimon Esrei.
What about an animal that doesn't pull? Like, is this a Hamar or other animals?
Yeah, not any animal would be like that. The dog goes, any animal is like that. You hold him, you can never know what he's going to do. Make a face, maybe he'll start moving from Zen. He'll distract you. So, Mashiach, if you're sitting, you'll have less distraction. So, if you die, to sit down, and you'll have more kavana that way. But Avada and Shu, you can't say that. The guy says, I'm very tired today. I'll have more kavana sitting down. Let me sit down now rather than sitting up. That you can't say. It's only here with a good reason for it. And we know you're worried about what's going on, so you have a right to sit down better than standing up. So Avada is a mile in standing up. The Ashton's supposed to make it free. You have to bend down, bow down. So if you're sitting down, you can't do it. Allah just brought down, even if you were sitting down, if it's possible, just when you say Baruch HaTor, to stand up to be able to bend down to make the kriya, you should do that. If you're on the airplane, it's possible to stand up just when you say the Baruch HaTor, you should stand up then and bow down, then sit down, and just for the kriya, I get up. Turn around. He thought, look, Tayyip says the big Kiddush. Halacha Tayyip, Halacha Karebi, Shilo Yerid Lamata, you don't have to go down. The Afilu Shleidu Mokim Sakona. It's not a question of Sakona here. Just a question, you're not going to have enough Kavona. The Afilu B'Mahalach Mispal. Somebody is on the walking. He has to walk someplace now. He knows he has to get there. It's a lot of damage from Manasseh when you're walking. The Ein Yitzarach Lahas Tepona Tegedu Shleim. And since if you know you have to get someplace, if we're going to tell you you have to stop walking and start davening, you're going to have Torah in your mind. I have to go. I have to get finished. You're not going to have Kavona. So in such a case, you have a head to damage from Manasseh when you're walking. Well, Yikav from Manasseh is to have Kavona. Yeah. We talk about this like this place also, the Chabad brings down. In a case where you have to walk someplace, you have to get there, and if you're going to stop walking, you're not going to have such kavon, it's going to bother you, you have a head to daven Shimon Esrei while you're walking. Tell me, Rabbon, Sumo Omishen Yochel Achaven Es Aruchas. Person is blind, or else you don't have a compass, you don't know where the Ruchas are, where Marv is, where Mizrach is. Is Yechaven Liboy Kenegadav Shem B'Shemayim. When you're davening, the kavon at least have is if you're davening in front of Hashem. Shenema v'spalu al Hashem. You're davening to Hashem means like as if you're in front of Hashem. Trash v'chavnes aruchos the tzad Eretz Yisrael. You don't know where is Eretz Yisrael because the Bina Neimor, like we'll soon see, tail Yerushalayim is called a tail shakol pein aboy. Everybody turns towards Yerushalayim. When you're davening, we face towards Mizrach now. That's towards Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't know where the place is, then at least b'kavona you have to feel the davening for Hashem. For your aim the chutzlur, someone like us standing chutzlur, yechaven is lead the kineger Eretz Yisrael. You should be mechaven kineger Eretz Yisrael. So it's two halachis. You're supposed to face towards Mizrach, towards Eretz Yisrael, and believe what you're supposed to feel as if you're mamish in the base kodesh hakadoshim. Shenema v'spalu elecho derech hatzom. We daven to Hashem derech hatzom. For your aim the Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael itself. Yechaven is lead the kineger Yishlayim. Then you mechaven kineger Yishlayim. Shenema v'spalu el Hashem derech ha'ir. Asher Bruchatzah, that's Yerushalayim. For Yom of Yerushalayim, somebody's in Yerushalayim, Yechav Nesid B'Kneged Beis HaMikdash. Shenema V'Spalu V'La Bayis HaZir. So the Bayis means the Beis HaMikdash. For Yom of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Yechav Nesid B'Kneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Chav B'Kneged the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenema V'Spalu V'La Mokim HaZir. Is Mokim HaZir, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the most Kodeshika place. For Yom of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, so it's the Kohen Gadol. When you went in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or when you had the Heter to go in there, and you want to daven there, is Yechaven es Libo Kineged Beis HaKapurus. You should face towards the Oren, towards the Kapurus, that's where you should daven. For Yoimed Achure Beis HaKapurus, let's say you're in the back of the Kapurus, is then Yira Atzmai Kimo Lefne HaKapurus. It's not enough just to face it, because you're facing the back of it. So believe what you should feel, think as if you're in front of the Kapurus. Nimsa, come to say. Oymed the Mizrach. If somebody lives on Mizrach side of Eretz Yisrael, Mach the point of Lamar. He should face towards Marv. The Marv, that's where we are now. We're in the Marv side of Eretz Yisrael. Is Mach the point of the Mizrach. We should face towards Mizrach. The Dorm, somebody lives on Dorm side of Eretz Yisrael, Mach the point of the Sofen. face Sofer, to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael. The Sofer, you're living in Sofer side, is master upon the Durm, turns toward the south side. Nimso kol Yisrael machavonim es libo memokim echad. All Klai Yisrael is davening towards one place, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Om Rav Adin v'temir Rav Avinu, my crow, where's the Pasuk for this? And it says in Shir Hashirim, k'migdal dovitz avarecho, bonal talpiyos. Like his neck is like a migdal, that bonal talpiyos is built on top of the tail on the high point. That means tail, this high point of Yerushalayim, shekol piyos pein neboy. Everybody's facing towards this high place. That's the base of Migdash. So Drashi, Ahure deis hakaperish b'marav ha'azorah. So you're drashing back of them of the Azorah, how you yud alafam with 11 amis. Chotze mikoysel beish kodesh ha'kadoshim lakoysel marovi, shel Azorah. Vayimit shom ma'as kaperim l'beis hakaperish l'mizrach. Hey, so you're in the back of the kaperish in the yud alaf amis, so then make believe as if you're facing in front of it. Right. So the Gemara, in Lalakas brought down, you're supposed to have both kavonis, like you're supposed to face towards Mizrach, and the kavoni is supposed to feel as if your mamish like in front of the Beis Hamikdash davening. Avua b'Shmuel v'Pimara, Avua b'Shmuel v'Levi, ki have a boy lemeifik liurcha. They have to go on a journey that day. The question now is, when should daven shachris? There's a problem daven on the road. You can't daven standing up, and to daven before he leaves, it's a little bit early. So the ma'aser was having mekadmi yomatzah. You should daven before they left. Before they left in the morning, it was very early, they davened Shemon Esrei, but not Krishma. So he had a motive, Zman Krishma Kari. When it came to Zman, at least Mishayakir, to say Krishma, that's when they first said Krishma. So the Gemara of Keman, who behold like, Kehai Tana, Titania, Hishkim Lot Tetadera, somebody has to leave early in the morning on the road, is Nevi'in Lo Shefer Fatakeya. He's allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shefer early in the morning. It's even Rosh Hashanah, you have to walk someplace, and you're going to be busy throughout walking, be mekayim the mitzvah tkiya shofar right now. The chiddush is, even though it's before Neitzachama, but the Chorot Taisa said that it has to be after Eilat HaShachar. Like we always learn, Midiraisa, daytime starts at Eilat HaShachar. So Midiraisa, you could be mekayim mitzvah shofar or mitzvah tefillah by Eilat HaShachar. Even though Mitzvah, you're not supposed to daven shachar until Neitzachama, or all mitzvahs you shouldn't do until Neitzachama, here b'dieved, we have to go on the derech, you're allowed to do the mitzvahs after Eilat HaShachar. The lulav, who then they brought the lulav then? Umanane, he shook the lulav. Megillah was on Purim, Vakaribor. He used to land the Megillah in the morning, Abi was after Eilat HaShachar. Ukashagi has man Krishma. Later, when it came to Zman of Mishayakir, when he could start saying Krishma, Kaira, he used to say Krishma. Hishkim, Elisha, Bakurim, he knew he had to sit now on the wagon. Ibisvin, he knew he had to take a journey on the boat. And it's very hard to have Kavanah on the boat. Is mispal, you could daven now early after Eilat HaShachar in the morning before you leave. Ugashagi has man Krishma, when it comes to Zman Krishma, is Kareya. Lane it later. But the pshat is Krishma, this is Kavon, is just the first Pasuk Shema Yisrael. So that Kavon is, it shayach have, even though you're in a makam of a boat or you're riding. It was such a small Kavon, you could have it this mana. So that is better to say Krishma this mana since you could have Kavon. Mashenkin Shimon Esrei is a long Kavon. So if you can't have it when you're traveling, he yelled it was Kibayat to daven Shimon Esrei early before he left. That's one shita. We have Shimon and we align it, no, Benkach or Benkach, Kareya, Krishma, Mispal. He yelled, no, it's not Kibay to daven early before you leave the house, but rather wait when you're on the road, and it comes as man of Mishayakir, or the Sikkim, say Krishma, and then daven Shimon Esrei, even though you'll have to sit down, and you'll be on the road. Why? What's his Svara? Kadesha Yisma Gulu Latvila. It's a big svara to be sermon of Gulu Latvila. And Lamaisa, the Achrenu bring down, this is the way we're knowing. That we're not knowing to daven Shimon Esrei early and later, Kriya Shema. No, we're knowing if you have to go on the derech. And it's too early now to rather wait and say Kriya Shema and Tvila Vizmano when you're on the derech. You know, like of Shimon Eloza. Because the Gemara of Amaikim Mifluki, what's the machlekes of Shimon Ben Eloza and the Tanakama and Avuah Shmuel and Levi? Masa Vatvila Me'unod Odin. First one holds, davening at home early, standing up, is a big mila. So it's kedai to daven first before you leave, standing up, rather than daven late and be mekayim mitzvah sam gula tefila. But ma'asov reshim aloza holds, no, mitzvah gula tefila. It's more kedai to daven later, when you say Krishma, and then Shemon Esrei, because you'd be mekayim the mitzvah sam gula tefila, even though you have to daven then sitting down. So that's this machlokes. See Rashi? Rashi says a chiddush here. Having the kadmi to have to leave early in the morning, Rashi kaidim hayyim, before the day even started. So Tosfos learns Pshat and Rashi. Tosfos learns Avu the Shmuel of Levi. Tosfos says Pirush Rashi Koydim Moment Hashachar. Tosfos learns in Rashi Koydim Ayoyim is even before the day starts. Even before Avos Hashachar, you're allowed to daven Shmuel Esrei. But Rashi Shita. So Tosfos learns Nira. He came with Hayy Yotzim by Klal. The Dain Ein Ayoyim. You can't daven Shachar at the night time, and they first start to Avos Hashachar. So before Avos Hashachar, Shita can't daven Shmuel Esrei. Therefore, Tosfos the Kach Nira the Pirush Arach. The Mishael Amar Hashachar cover. He only davened after Olas Hashachar, but about before Olas Hashachar, he can't be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. And we pass him like Tosfos, and even in Rashi, as what Akronim want to say, the Modern Rambam, what the Rashi doesn't mean Chaydim Ayoy before Olas Hashachar. Rashi just means Chaydim Anais Hachamah. But even Rashi also asking you daven after Olas Hashachar. Chaydim Ayoy just means before the Zman when you usually daven before Anais Hachamah. By the Rashi, the Akronim of Esvino, he could be Yisuse Damya. Like you're afraid. So you can't have too much kavon if you're in a wagon or you're in the sinner. He's currently Krishna Yantamach, he is man Krishna Vigrenu. Yakakaki is Bala. That's what Shimon loves the whole. It's Kadai to wait and daven after Krishna. What's the machloike? It's the first one, else, Tfilah Mumanodit. Shiyachola Chavanet Liboy. If you daven at home, standing up, you can have more kavon of them. Lefika Choyamadinam Lispalam Yumid. They would not put the daven Mumid, but Batayim. So it's Darkul Lispalam Baderach Mahalach. That you won't have to daven late in the derech when you walk in, you can't have so much kavanah. So you'll just kedai to daven early. And the next one, the Mishim Nelozahog, no, since davening late would be Mekai Mitzvah, some of Ula Tfilon, that's odd. So even though the Mechab himself paskins, like the Tanakama, that you should daven early before you leave, and then say Kriyashma later, but the Achronim bring down the Meister when Noel Hashim Nelozah. That we never daven before Kriyashma, you should wait until at least Misha Yakir, and then say Kriyashma, and then daven, even if you have to be on the way. The derech. But Mureima umazutri heavy mechanfe the yasor b'shabbat of the rigla umasri. They used to first make a minion in the house and daven together the minion. Then they went to hear the shiur. Rashi b'shabbat of the rigla shlefnei tesach yateres the sukkis. Because before the yom tovim used to give it to Russia. Mureima b'ira umazutri be each one his own city. By yadashonim they used to dashin then. The shachris for you am holchem abeis medrash. In the morning, they used to go to abeis medrash to hear the drasha. They started drasha early in the morning. Okay, shemegiya zman krishma. They came later. Misha yakir came zman krishma. Koyrin. Everybody used to say krishma. The yadashin derish. The dashin didn't stop. He kept on dashing no time. The yom nishmotim umespalim ish ish nevada. Everybody used to go out and take a break to go daven shachris. That's what they did. Well, lekach. They wanted a chapa rain and minion to daven the minion before they go to the drosha. Right to the current Krishma was following the smith gula tefillah. They first daven Krishma and tefillah, brought the nafla pirka badashi. Then they went to say the drosha to give it. That's what they used to do. Right to Rav Sheshes, matle badi tibur. Rav Sheshes wasn't matle to have a minion early before the drosha started. The Sheshes used to start the drosha early by Olas Hashachar, and when it came, there's a man tefillah, he davened like the Yechidus. Matzei Ba'adi Tzibur B'yochid. So like everybody else did. Either they were sitting there in the middle of the drosha, and he davened in the middle of the drosha, or else he walked out privately to daven. Rashi, Ravashi, Hoya Rosh Yeshiva, the Mosamachdi of the Derish. Well, who may Hoya Mitzvah L'Koyd and Beis HaMedrash? He didn't daven Shachar before he started his drosha. Ella, Kishimagiyah's man Krishma, when it came to his man Krishma, Leichish Harbe, Yacha, the Maturgman, Haimid Lefonov, he like told the Maturgman a lot at one shot, Ovecha Maturgman, Mashmila Rabbim, Hukara Yeshma. And while the Maturgman was saying over this shot to the Rabbim, but explaining it to the Rabbim, he hopped around then and said Krishma. There's Therna Gula Tvila, and then he likes davened also then. O Mispalam Yoshev, he davened sitting down. Shnohei Reitz Alotze, Shnohatriach Adatiba, Lachim Lefonov. He didn't want to get up to make the tzibur, have to stand up. Well, he's going to be walking out, so it's kedai for him to sit down and daven Shmoneh Esrei sitting down. Yeah. Rashi b'adi tzibur just means b'shoah shatzibur nishmotim u'mispalim. Because when the tzibur used to go out to daven one by one, he sat there and daven by himself. Hinami b'adi tzibur means k'may shu yesh b'techa tzibur. The way he was sitting in the middle of the tzibur, k'leimah, shein liyetz, he didn't go out. So Rabbi Yosef Lebeisai said Rashi Chayzer Umespala Meumad Lechavenes Liboy. But the Meisa later, when he came home, he used to daven Shmoneh Esrei over again. Why is it Rashi? He could have Kavona standing up. So just now, we'll soon see the Meisa how he passed in here. Rashi holds that even though there's a head to the station Shmoneh Esrei sitting down, But mice, you can't have so much kavana sitting down. Havada, when a person is standing up, he's shuffling, he's davening normal, that's when you could have more kavana. There are sheishes, after the tzibur, he didn't want to stand up then, he's davening shmonesri sitting down. But later, when he went home, he davened over again, standing up, because he could have more kavana that way. That was Rav Ashi's mice. That's Rabbi Yosef here. Mar and Zakmar, Kiyabi Osla Daisa, when he came home, Horta Ramatsli, movement. He used to daven over a second time standing up. And like Rashi says, because he felt he could have more kavana that way. But the Maisla Lacha, we don't fear the like this. The Maisla Luyutsu, you were traveling, and you had a daven sitting down. Later, even if you reach home, when it's still Zaman Shmon Esrei, we don't, Zaman Shachris, we don't daven over again. We're not laying like Rav Ashi did. Rav Ashi himself held, you're supposed to daven over again. Amrilei Rabboni. Rabboni asked Rav Ashi, "Belevet ma kim reimu mazutra? Why didn't you do like reimu mazutra?"
Well, what did they do?
Having the chafi, they got a minion together to daven early. The kashin of Ashi, why don't you also get a minion together to daven early in your house before you went to drasha? Amalu trichli musa. Says too much tircha for me to do that. So first you learn with too much tircha to get a minion together. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns trichli musa. Liyacha based the medrash at shispalu. He didn't want to wait to give shir. Basically, the talmidim were in the yeshiva waiting for the shir from early elas hashachar. He felt it wasn't nice if I'm going to be home davening while they're waiting for me. So it's kedai for him to start the shir right away and mamish daven later sitting down and for his daven standing up when he came home. Rabbi Mar of Levit Mar ki avur the Shmuel v'Levi. Why don't you do like them? Stop daven yourself early in the morning before you left the house. I never saw anybody older than me do like that. As I didn't see people netchila daven Shmon Esrei very early in the morning, and then first Kriya Shma later. Like we're not married like that. As our minig is that later, when it comes to Man Kriya Shma, say Kriya Shma, and then first later you could say Shmon Esrei, even though it means you have to be sitting down or going on your derech. I never saw people be named like that to say Kriya Shema, to daven early and pray Kriya Shema later. Luka, kivon demantin mitzvila as man Kriya Shema. Since I used to wait till man Kriya Shema, mele mitzvah lismach tefila achagula. The mitzvah to daven after I said Kriya Shema. Lefikach mispala miyoshvim kaimus. Good day for him to first say Kriya Shema later bismanoi, and Shmon Esrei said sitting down. When he was sitting down, he couldn't have that much kavanah. The part he was only sitting, his savat was paladaisan. Even because of Rashi, you see, our kavanah wouldn't make that much of a difference. Churbayos will be davening sitting down to say you're going to have much more kavanah when you're standing up. I don't know. For my sense, we're not ready to daven over again. If you have to daven sitting down, Allah knows you could daven the yaitzat feel that way. And when you come home, you don't have to daven over again.
You're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rebbe Loza ben Azariah, Rebbe Loza ben Azariah says, today in Tfilas HaMusaf and Ela B'chov Yir, you only have a chiyah to daven Musaf on Shabbos, or whenever you daven Musaf, only in the Chov Yir. So Rashi learns, Ein Tfilas HaMusaf and Ela B'chov Yir means Lo Teknu Ela B'tzibur. Chov Yir just means a ear, a city that has a tzibur. If you have a tzibur there, you have to daven Musaf. Rashi says Chov Yir means Chaburas Yir, means there are people gathering together. There's a Chabur in the city. That's the Chiddush Tov. If you're done davening privately by yourself, then you have no Chiv, or you can't have a Musaf. That's the Blazim Azariah Shita, that you can't have a Musaf. That's all. Only the Rabbim, not the Yechidus. So Chomer and Chomer say no. B'chov Yir, v'shloi b'chov Yir, like we paskin, whether you daven with a tzibur, whether you daven b'yichidus, still avadi, you have to daven musaf, there's no difference. The tefillas musaf is mesukin, whether you're in a chov Yir, or else v'shloi b'chov Yir, it doesn't make enough kamina. In both places, you have to daven musaf. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape, then turn over, continue on the other side.
No, we pass, and even Yochid could also daven, has a chiyah to daven musaf. That's what we pass in. Whether you are a rabbi or not a rabbi, you have to daven. We have Yehuda Omer,
Mishmoy, Judas said over Rashi Shab Loza Ben Azayah. He said another pshat in Loza Ben Azayah that Kol Mokim Sheish Shom Chavir Yochet Poter. If you have a tzibur, a minyan davening in your city, then Yechidim Apoter. As a being in this city, somebody gave the shvach to the Yevishtar, they said Musav, then a Yochet Poter of a mis Yochet Poter Mitzvila Samusop. But mashma in a place where there's no rabbin, if there's no minyan nishtar, then all the yachidim do have to daven musaf. And then in this city there should be the shvach and musaf said. So if you have a rabbin, it's enough. But if there's no rabbin, then the yachidim has to say. But luckily, everybody has to say daven musaf. So the more of Yehuda for the more hanos tanakama, that's not much tanakama. What are you saying different? Ikebenayu yachid shaloi bechavir. Let's say there's a yachid and there's no minyan in the city. Tanakamis says in Yablaz and Azayah, a Yochid never has a Chiyot Davin. Musiv is only for Rabin. You have Yehuda saw the Chayim. He only said, if there's a Rabin Davining, then you put there. Mashka, if there's no Rabin, there's no Tzibah there, then even the Yochid has to Davin. Shrashi Yochid Shleim Chavir. Yochid Hatam Piyah Shein Shem Asara. But Tanakam, I'll leave it to Rebbe Lezer, the Yom Ha'le Tiknu El of Asara is Yochid Zepotter. He holds only the Chiyot Musiv and Rabin, for Yochid Potter. So you have Yehuda and Yochid Potter, El Bamokim Asura, just you have Tzibah Poitrei. If Yehuda says no, every Yochid has to really daven Chiddush in Rashi. Every Yochid has to hear to daven. Just when the Shliach Tzibah davens, he likes davens to everybody in the city. But Shekhar, if there's no Shliach Tzibah, then every Yochid has to daven. Omer Apuna Bachin, Omer Abachim Barab, Halachos Yav Yehuda. Sh'oma Mishur Reb Loza Ben Azayim. Then what? If there's a Tzibah davening, then a Yochid doesn't have to daven privately in his house. Omer Leil Abachim Barabin. Shabbat Kamri, you said good. The Yom HaShmuel, Mi Yom HaLoi Matlinit Lusa the Masofim B'Yochid. I never daven Tfilos Musa B'Yochid. So Chorot Soraya, that B'Yochid, you don't have to daven.